אז אנחנו ממשיכים את השיעור שלנו בהקדמה לספר הזוהר, מאמר הקדמה לספר הזוהר ותוו, בעל הסולם, עמוד 431. את הספר ניתן להוריד באתר קבלה lamkab.co.il. כמו כן ניתן לשאול שאלות במהלך השיעור דרך האתר. אז נמשיך. כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 431, טור ב' למטה או תוו.
בבקשה.
וכבר הורונו חז"ל שלא ברא הקדוש ברוך הוא את העולם, אלא בכדי לענות לנבריו. וכאן אנו צריכים לשים את עינינו וכל מחשבותינו, כי הוא סוף הכוונה והמעשה של בריאת העולם. ויש להתבונן, כיוון שמחשבת הבריאה הייתה בכדי לענות לנבריו, הרי הכרח הוא שברא בנשמות מידת רצון גדולה עד מאוד לקבל את אשר חשב ליתן להן. שהרי מידת גודלו של כל תענוג וכל הנאה מדודה במידת גודלו של הרצון לקבל אותו. עד שכל שהרצון לקבל גדול יותר, הנה בשיעור הזה מידת התענוג גדולה ביותר. וכל שהרצון לקבלו פחות יותר, הרי באותה המידה נפחת שיעור התענוג מהקבלה. הרי שמחשבת הבריאה בעצמה מחייבת בהכרח לברוא בנשמות רצון לקבל בשיעור מופרס ביותר, המתאים למידת התענוג הגדול, שכל יכולתו חישב לענג את הנשמות. כי התענוג הגדול והרצון לקבל הגדול עולים בקנה אחד.
קודם כל שאלות, אם יש, אז מה הוא אומר?
Questions. What does he say? We have to look at the end of the action. Yes, it's true, the Creator created a great world to receive, but you cannot create a small world to receive because He wants to reveal to us all of reality. Meaning the world to receive is the kli, the condition by which we would want to work and rise above and reach equivalence with the Creator and then attain the degree of the Creator. Meaning, according to the plan of creation, He had to create the created beings and bring them to the degree of the Creator. Accordingly, there has to be a condition where the creatures will be opposite of the Creator, then correct themselves to be similar to the Creator, and then they reach the same degree, the same state as the Creator. This is the meaning of delighting His creatures, and also to do it in such a way that the creatures will not feel that it gives them a bit of shame. It comes to them as a gift, a charity. Rather, they need to feel their independence, their wholeness. They will understand all of creation from beginning to end. They'll see from one end extreme to the other, all the worlds and everything. They will attain everything like the Creator, that this property will be theirs. In other words, the will to receive has to be great. And only in this way, the one who carries the will to receive, this man, this general Adam, Adam Rishon, that corrects himself, who rises to the degree of the Creator, he is rewarded with the degree of the Creator, where the upper force dwells. And that's how we need to see that the Creator must create the great will to receive and give it to us in the way that we received it. After all, what's the outcome here? We come from the thought of creation, from the Creator. from there a thread from infinity comes down to us into this level, so we can rise by ourselves degree by degree back to Ein Sof. And when we climb up these degrees from imperfection to perfection, we attain the Creator and the purpose of creation and the essence of creation and the means for our correction, how to resemble the Creator and to be like Him. That's why there's no other way. And we have to understand that this is what comes to us from nature. And you can't create it differently. We have all those questions. Couldn't the Creator do it differently? He couldn't have. Because if there is a condition where I, the Creator, the Absolute, and He wants to create someone outside of Him that will also reach the same state, then He needs only make one thing that He lacks, for that creature, for that created being, to be corrected, meaning to create the will to receive, which is opposite of the Creator, and for that creature to turn himself to the form of bestowal, and then he will be like the Creator, and he will attain the wholeness that exists in the Creator, because he will climb all these degrees, 125 degrees, by himself, and then he will understand in each and every degree what the Creator prepared for him and advance in this way. Hebrew 10.
Good morning, Rav. What is this matter of enjoying? What kind of joy is this? Is it the same pleasure like when I eat a steak?
No. To enjoy is to enjoy the wholeness. You reveal wholeness and you belong to Him and you keep Him. And by that you reveal adhesion in the upper force, the one unique and unified. So you have the kli, the will to receive, the Creator created, and inside this kli, when it becomes a soul, neshama, when this kli reveals the will to receive and imperfection, and then adhesion in the Creator, and wholeness, everything takes place there. It's not that you're eating the steak. It's your will to receive, which is not yours, that the Creator created, and the steak, the filling that fills you, that calms your deficiency. Rather, here you have a deficiency in connection, adhesion, and love, a deficiency that's outside of you. A deficiency without a deficiency in you doesn't exist. It's not unnatural. So you go to acquire a deficiency to bestow, and inside of that you begin to reveal the meaning of pleasure from bestowal, pleasure from love, from adhesion. Pleasure from the feeling of someone that was healing to you, and now he's connected to you. This is very special. We see how he was alien and now connected. The gap between these two points, that gives you joy and an eruption of pleasure, because you were strangers. And now in complete love. The difference, the gap between these two things. And it's felt in the kli as aviut, and the coarseness and purity, darkness and light that are together and sustain one another. So it turns out that you don't have any greater sense of wholeness.
In order to attain that, you go with work above reason?
Yes, what does it mean, faith above reason? Because you have to reveal more of the evil inclination, and each degree, more greater hate to the Creator, to all the creatures, greater self-love. You want to kill everyone, slaughter them, truly. And together with that, on top of that, you reveal love, connection, adhesion, wholeness. And it's all in one degree. And each time that you climb, he who is greater than his friend, his desires, his inclination is greater, then you reveal the hate, the rejection, the disturbance, and together with that, you reveal the opposite things. And they both connect, truly, as light and darkness. In this way, in each and every degree. So prepare yourself to have in each and every degree the revelation of opposites, great opposites. That's why we have to have society, teacher, schedule in order to keep rising and never stop. New York 4.
Is the work with the light and the darkness only for the Kabbalists, or will that work be something that we're teaching everybody?
In our time, it's to work with everyone. Kabbalists used to be closed off. When we came to a state called the last generation, the days of the Messiah, it opened up to everyone, and you see that everyone is coming in, also you, who were not here before. Everyone can come in and engage with that. Okay, Seth.
So this work of the rising above the hatred, this is something we can teach the outer circles?
I didn't get it. Repeat it, please.
Ken Vadai.
Of course, we see that we need to bring it to everyone. Otherwise, what will be with the world? The world has gone through all the stages of development from the ancient, from days of antiquity, all the way up to capitalism, socialism, Nazism, and so on and so forth. That's it. There are no other formations, no other regimes, there's nothing. Now it's just mess. It's all mixed up all over the planet. Everyone, as much as they can acquire and gain and control, there's no order. We reach a point where the world is integral as a result of all of our businesses. Now all that's left is the right connection. Or the world war.
So,
one of the two.
What's the difference between the work for the people with the point in the heart and the work for the people without the point in the heart?
We have to explain to everyone the process that's ahead of humanity, and with all the problems that we have coming to us, like the coronavirus and others, you have to explain to everyone what is happening, why is nature all against us, something that never existed before the last few decades. And we need to decide, what are we doing? And from that, we have to understand that the integral nature is starting to rise up against us. It obligates us to connect between us and to stop destroying it. And all of it can be only on the condition that humans will be connected correctly between them, or they will not even understand what's required of them. Well, what do you mean that I have to look after something? Look at those green ones, the green parties. They used to demonstrate and do stuff. Today, nobody's paying attention to them. Also, they were bought off by governments and money. They give them jobs and they silence them. Today, you don't even have them. Although they didn't do much good, but you don't even have them anymore. So only one thing is before us. Either we destroy ourselves, or we not destroy, but we correct our evil inclination. That's what's ahead of us.
Using faith above reason. What is the method that, how are they going to rise above? What are we teaching them?
I see that
you're asking about the same point. It's good. I don't decide who will rise above reason, who won't. At the end of the day, everyone will have to rise, and everyone will know me from the littlest to the greatest, and my house will be a house of prayer to all the nations. You understand? This is something that we have to start founding ourselves on that. But each one according to his way. His way meaning his degree. According to how much deficiency he feels in it. Yes or no? So even if you start from a deficiency to be healthy, they want to protect themselves from coronavirus and other such things. It's also good. As long as he wants to come closer to a more corrected version of things, and in this way they will advance. Later, when the understanding will come, the awareness that there is above reason, there are more exalted things, then they'll have that too. But wait, even with us, those who study among us, there are very few people who feel a little bit the meaning of above reason. We're on the path. The more people you pull behind you, you will rise higher. Okay? Let's continue. Oh, Haifa 3.
Yes, Rav, can we say that above all the states, anger and hatred, the moment we have spiritual understanding, we connect to the pleasure?
Yes, item 7.
So we're in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 7. Once we have learned this, we come to a full understanding of the second inquiry in complete clarity. We have learned what is the reality that can be clearly determined, which is not a part of his essence, to the extent that we can say that it is a new creation, existence from absence. Now that we know for certain that the thought of creation to delight his creatures necessarily created a quality of a desire to receive from him all the goodness and pleasantness that he had planned for them, that will to receive was clearly not included in his essence before he created it in the souls. As from whom could he receive? It follows that he created something new that is not in him. And yet, we understand that according to the thought of creation, there was no need to create anything more than that will to receive, since this new creation is sufficient for him to fulfill the entire thought of creation which he had thought to bestow upon us. But all the filling in the thought of creation, all the benefits he had planned to render us, stem directly from his self. as he has no reason to recreate them, since they are already extended, existence from existence, to the great will to receive in the souls. Thus, we evidently see that all the substance in the generated creation, from beginning to end, is only the will to receive.
Questions? Maybe read it again.
Again, item 7. Once we have learned this, we come to a full understanding of the second inquiry in complete clarity. We have learned what is the reality that can be clearly determined, which is not a part of his essence, to the extent that we can say that it is a new creation, existence from absence. Now that we know for certain that the thought of creation to delight his creatures necessarily created the quality of a desire to receive from him all the goodness and pleasantness that he had planned for them, that will to receive was clearly not included in his essence before he created it in the souls. As from whom could he receive? It follows that he created something new that is not in him. And yet, we understand that according to the thought of creation, there was no need to create anything more than that will to receive, since this new creation is sufficient for him to fulfill the entire thought of creation, which he had thought to bestow upon us. But all the filling in the thought of creation, all the benefit he had planned to render us, stemmed directly from his self, and he has no reason to recreate them, since they are already extended, existence from existence, to the great will to receive in the souls. Thus, we evidently see that all the substance in the generated creation, from beginning to end, is only the will to receive.
I see it's clear on the one hand, on the other hand, people are tired. If you have any questions, not related to the study, maybe some daily workings, Moscow one.
What is the thought of creation? How can we explain this in a more simple language?
Before a person does something, he has a desire for it. After having a desire, he begins to think how to realize the desire. Then he makes a plan. After the plan, he draws up the specifications and anything else needed to implement it. And then he begins to implement it. And you can add more and more stages to it, you understand. So the thought of creation is that primary thought from which the action emerged. The thought of creation is to benefit his creature. They ask, why is that? And it's because the nature of the good is to do good. Why? Because it is good. And so there's no questions to ask about that. Why not? Meaning there is what to ask, but you have to attain that he is good. So what do you do? Attain it. They give it to you. So, from the good, the Creator is good. What does He want? That everyone else would be good like Him, attain Him, be on the same level as Him. And this is exactly the thought of creation. And so it was given to you, so you would acquire it. Okay? Ukraine.
Рав, вы сегодня сказали, что никак не относиться к тем людям.
Today you said that we shouldn't relate in any way to those people who slander us. What should we do in a situation where under your posts we see that someone is cursing you or slandering you? Should we just take the post off or what?
If it harms your organization and you can erase it, erase it. But don't start getting into arguments, because you will not make any corrections through that. On the contrary, you'll connect with those negative forces and get integrated from them. I mean, it will penetrate you like a virus. So it's best not to hear what they have to say, not to respond, but only to erase it. Okay? And that is regardless of the language. Just erase it. I don't know what else you can do online. I'm not, it's not my forte. Maybe you can delete it such that these guys would not be able to enter our websites. Do it, but don't start answering him. Don't send in anything in return to him. Okay? Focus group.
General questions from the internet. All the scrutinies in our daily workshops are in the mind. Can you attain the Creator and love of friends in the mind?
No, only in above reason, meaning above the intellect. In the intellect, you attain nothing except for corporeal science and wretched philosophy.
Rav, you always mention your 10. Who is your 10?
I have something secret. 10 angels. Okay.
No info.
Hello, friends. Today we're going to have a report about dissemination in Europe. Today, friends from Romania will tell us how they're able to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah in the world. Daniel, please.
Bună dimineața, prieteni! Mă bucur mult să vă prezentăm acțiunile de diseminare din România. Și vă anunțăm cu bucurie că în România avem 11 cărți despre înțelepciunea Kabbala. Le am aici. În fiecare
dissemination in Romania, we have the books. Every Tuesday we make a live broadcast on Facebook. And we present one book.
Secretele cărții eterne, atingerea lumilor spirituale, schele sociale, shamati, gustul luminii, cabalist.
We have Kabbalah for beginners, shamati, a taste of light, the Kabbalist, disclosing a portion. 11 books. On our Facebook page, we have over 3,000 followers. And this is where we're having our live broadcasts. We also have books on integral education. And each Friday we're doing a live broadcast on Facebook and we present one of the integral education books.
Și mai avem încă două, o pagină de Facebook Bnei Baruch Kabbalah România.
I have another page on Facebook.
Și încă un
with 4,000 followers. A group studies Kabbalah has over 2,500 people. I would like to invite Ciprian to continue.
Good morning, friends. I will talk about dissemination. Dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah and dissemination for the 99%. We have Rav's blog on Facebook. So I'd like to say L'chaim to all the friends in Romania that take care of these web pages. They translate Rav's blog. We have more than 7,500 responses. And we have three more pages on Facebook on integral education, health education, and about women in society. We also were on Instagram. I'd like to say thank you to all the friends who are making tremendous efforts, and I'd like to thank friends from Africa. I was very excited from the friends from Africa. I was really moved by the people we have over there. It's a wonderful example for our friends. When we're all performing, we're all disseminating together with our 10. Thank you.
Thank you. And our schedule for today at 10 a.m. we'll connect to our live lesson with Rav and Simeon Vinokur, 10:45 to 11:45 or Levi. Live program with Rav, translated. You can watch it on our social media. And from 1:30 to 2:30, a recorded Pticha lesson. And from 6 to 7, live lesson of our Kabbalah Lam instructors. That's it. Now, Niv.
Yes, hello, friends. So yesterday we sent a survey to everyone about our social activities in the virtual form. As we know, we're all virtual now, so there are changes. So we built a very important and short survey with the manager, Michael Sanilevich, asking you, how do you think our lessons, our meals, our yeshivot chaverim, how should they look like? We're also relating to the virtual congress there. Rav asked many times, how do you see the congress? So we want the answers from everyone, and through that, to build the upcoming virtual congress. So please, it's a very short survey, but an important one. So men and women from all the world, please dedicate a few minutes to answer this survey. It will aid us to decide the important things in our life. Send it today. And in the meantime, let's sing a song.